Take it away, Gary.
Okay, so this is Coach Gary, and we're going to get started here in just a minute. And before we actually formally introduce Nancy, I just want to introduce myself and reintroduce myself to people and let everybody know that if you're on the call and you want to talk about bye-bye boring bio and meet Nancy Jutton and have her actually coach you and talk to you about how to attract clients and position yourself so that you're communicating correctly with potential clients and existing clients, you're in the right place. And this is Coach Gary, president and founder of businesscoach.com. And as you know, we do these calls frequently on Thursday evenings, 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the purpose of the calls is to bring really high quality, high-end coaching and training and experts in certain fields so that you'll be prepared as a coach, as a consultant, as a practitioner, as an even entrepreneur. We sometimes get really great participation from entrepreneurs that want to learn and grow and expand themselves. And that's what we do at businesscoach.com. It's not just about teaching you business coaching or coaching skills or life coaching skills. We like to combine and bring other specialists, other special people that are the best in the field to help you to grow your practice, grow your business, expand your knowledge base. So thank you for being on the hosted call by businesscoach.com. And the other thing I want to do is acknowledge people for your passion, your interest, your ability to want to learn and grow yourself. If you're on this call, I know that's who you are because you have other things you can be doing. Right now, you could be watching television, you could be on your computer, you could be taking a nap. There's lots of things you can do, but I want to acknowledge you for being on this call because you must be committed to learning and growing and expanding your knowledge, your awareness, your practice, your business information, or just growing yourself. And in my world, the thing that I think is really important about people like you is we need to sharpen the sword. We need to continually make ourselves better and grow ourselves because this is a fast-paced world we live in. This is an economy that is different than the previous economy and the one before that. This is time now for solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, practitioners, coaches to grow yourself and expand yourself, and there's never been a better time. There's never been a better time. Now is the time for that. So for those of you that haven't taken that initial step to become an entrepreneur, we're here, myself and Nancy, we're here to hold your hand and say to you that, look, it's great that you have a job and it's great that you've had an occupation and a job and a career. But if you're passionate about becoming an entrepreneur, if you're passionate about going out on your own, there's never been a better time and you're in good hands and we're speaking directly to you, the person that either wants to grow or expand your practice or someone who's just not quite ready to jump out of the nest. And you want to get information in tonight's case about your bio and how to communicate who you are at the highest level, you're in the right place. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be featuring Jill Lublin. She's a publicist. If you want to know how to get PR and take your bio and get it out into the world to more people, that's a topic that we're going to be doing. And then before the end of the year, I'll be doing a special coaching call for those of you who want to learn more about coaching and learn more about working with small and home-based businesses. We're going to do a very particular special call just for you before the end of the year. So please watch your emails, look at the communication that we're sending out to you, and be prepared to really continually grow and expand your knowledge, get better, understand yourself better, and listen to the experts, not just me, Coach Gary, but others that we have contracted with and we've located that we think are going to really help you get better. And that's what we're all about here at businesscoach.com, helping you get better. Now, without any further ado, let me introduce Nancy. Nancy Broadcast Your Brilliance Jutton is a storyteller, get known to get paid mentor, and author who shows mission-driven experts how to get seen, heard, celebrated, compensated for their expert status. Nancy created Bye Bye Boring Bio to guide service professionals, speakers, authors, coaches like me and others, and those serious about earning expert status to prepare and share their stories so they can prosper in the spotlight. Nancy's clients describe her as a self-esteem in a can. She sprays it and, what is it, hard to read this, it sprays it and is and all the fabulous things about you that had forgotten, that you had forgotten or didn't think you were important to air for everyone to see. You feel better, potential clients find you more appealing, and you look sound like a professional, just like that. And Nancy and I have known each other for a number of years, and before I let turn the call over to Nancy, I just want you to know that the minute that I met Nancy several years ago in San Francisco, and I don't even know if Nancy remembers this, I thought to myself, wow, now here's somebody who can really help individuals really get their career and their practice and their get themselves get started, because people are shy about talking about themselves. People don't understand how to toot their own horn. So, Nancy, thank you so much for taking your valuable time to come on here. I know you and I have talked about what you're going to do today, and I'm really excited about what you're going to share with us and do today. So thank you for taking your time, and God bless you for being on our call today.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and I'm hoping that there's some brave souls on the call that are actually going to raise their hand and have me turn what they've got online into self-esteem in a can that we can spray out to the world so they can stand up taller, feel better, and attract more clients, more perfect clients as soon as possible. Because when that happens for everyone who's listening, I feel like my legacy will be alive today and I will have made my contribution. So this is what I'm here to do, and I'm just delighted that so many folks from around the country have tuned in. So thanks for this wonderful opportunity.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry I stumbled through your bio a little bit. There were some tongue twister words there that I just couldn't get through. But I think people get the idea, and all the more important about how critical and important communication is, and sharing it with people in an appropriate way, yes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I do an awful lot of speaking. I know there are a lot of speakers and authors and coaches and people on this call who want to get introduced to more of the right audiences in a winning way so they can get to yes faster. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to learn how to say bye-bye to our boring bio so we can be ready for opportunities, so that when we want to have those big opportunities, we can walk through the door with ease and grace and confidence, knowing that the message we have is going to land with the people we're here to serve so we can actually get to yes faster. Mm-hmm. And based on your introduction, it sounds like your folks really are interested in that, which is why we have so many folks who have joined us from around the country. That's wonderful.
Absolutely, and I've got my boring bio right in front of me, so I'm going to be taking notes right on my bio, not just on a piece of fresh paper. So.
So here's what I want to do is I want to go over some basic concepts that I think everyone really needs to know in order to get immediate value. And then what I'd love for folks to do is feel brave enough to raise their hand so I can showcase a few of you online and bring some of these concepts alive for you so you can see a transformation happen for you that you can put in place tomorrow. So you can actually go about the business of attracting clients, speaking gigs, meeting media opportunities, or whatever the case may be. Does that sound like a good plan?
It sounds like a good plan. How do we do that? How do we make it happen?
Well, I'm just going to zip through some of these slides so folks can we can get to the meat of the matter as soon as possible, because I'm all about helping people to get seen, heard, and celebrated. I don't want to just talk about empty concepts that you can't apply. So today what we're going to do is I'm going to guide you through this five-step system that will make writing your bios fast and easy. Fast and easy is the key, because what I know from working with hundreds and hundreds of people around the world is that people may be really, really good at coaching, for example, but they may be really lousy at self-promotion. Do you find that that's a complaint that people describe to you from time to time?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, Nancy, I'm embarrassed to admit this to you, but I'm one of them. I sit down to write stuff about myself, and people say to me, "Who is that? Who are you writing that about?" I go, "Well, that's me." They say, "No, Coach Gary, you've done so many more things and so many better things." People just struggle with this, Nancy. So teach away. Let us have it. Give us the five steps.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you the five steps. I'm going to share some common mistakes that you can avoid.
Okay.
I'm hopefully going to get you inspired about sharing your story with more of the right people. And then if you want to get help, you'll get some help right here on this call, because I will absolutely call on you if you're feeling brave.
Okay.
Now, as far as who am I? I am this somewhat introverted spotlight seeker who spent years and years behind the curtain waving my arms and legs to make Fortune 500 company presidents look big in the media. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. And one day I woke up and said to myself, I think I have some content that could really help people if I could just get known as an expert in my field. And maybe your coaches are wishing that they could be world-class in their specific area.
Mm-hmm.
And Google is like the great equalizer. You could be saying to yourself, I want to be known as the ultimate award-winning, game-changing business coach in the world who helps people make money and in a sustainable way for the rest of their lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Google to find out what Google has to say about you, and that's when you get that sucker punch, when you realize that maybe what you want to be and what you now are not the same thing. And in my case, I decided I wanted to get known as an expert in my field, as a business bio expert and a get known to get paid mentor, and I wanted to be all of these things. And I go to Google to find out what I am, and guess what Google tells me?
Something different.
Tells me I run 10K races really slowly. Yep. It was not a rather inauspicious beginning. But I thought, you know what? Nobody's better equipped to get known to get paid than I am, because I've been standing behind all these powerful people for over a decade. So what if I just took my own advice? And that's exactly what I did. I decided to get known in this way. I started writing articles. I started writing blog posts. I started sending out press releases. I started positioning myself as an expert. I started speaking on teleseminars and webinars and live to appreciative audiences who wanted to know how to do what I was teaching them how to do. And pretty soon I had logo soup all around my beautiful pink coat that visually portrayed that I really was well known in my area. And so I tell you this because I am a somewhat introverted spotlight seeker myself. I don't love to be in the spotlight, but from coming from a deep place of service and trying to help people get what they're here to get out of this life, I knew that I could make a bigger difference if I could just make a name for myself. And everyone on this call can make a bigger difference if they first make a name for themselves, because when you first get known, that's how you can start to get paid. And the more well-known you are, the more of an expert you are perceived to be, the more you can charge a premium price for your offerings and attract more perfect clients and create the kind of life that you really want. So I know people on this call are interested in that. Do I have that right?
You do, and I hope everybody got that. So in other words, in order to get paid what they're worth, and this is one of my passions, Nancy, is helping people, coaches. That was my passion for 2012, making sure that coaches understand that they're worth so much more than what many of them have been charging. And in order to do that, they've got to be able to toot their own horn a little bit and communicate clearer what it is that they can offer the client. Is that correct?
That absolutely is. And I want everyone to know that what I have done, going from slow runner to world-class expert, I did it in a couple of years because I put my meat to the matter and I kept my eye on the prize, and with a tortoise and a hare kind of scenario, I just kept my moving forward step by step. That's how you run a 10K race too. You don't go out and run one tomorrow and hope to live to tell the tale. You got to train, you got to get in shape, you got to take it step by step. And if that's what you want to do, you can do it too. The key is to describe your particular brand of wow so that you are excited and your ideal clients are too. That's a fairly big statement. Describe your wow so that you are excited and your ideal clients are too. It presupposes that you absolutely know who your ideal client is so that you can call them out with the proper words and phrases so they know that they've landed in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to elaborate on that in a moment. But once you start describing that, you can get known and make a name for yourself, and you make it happen one step at a time. And so what I want folks to do here on this, you know, I come from a journalism background, and the key is for you to think about what your story really is. And in journalism, it's who, what, where, when, why, how, and why should anybody care, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who are you? Who do you serve? Why does it matter? In what ways do you serve these people? What impact do you make? What sets you apart from every other coach that's out there doing this kind of work? How can clients engage with you? And are you ready to answer all these questions in such a compelling way that when your ideal client finds out about you, they can't wait to journey forward with you as their guide? These are very simple questions, but they're very important questions to answer with great specificity, because what I notice is there's an awful lot of coaches out there that are quick to say, and maybe you can tell me if you hear this a lot too, I'm an author, speaker, coach. So nice to meet you. Do you hear that a lot?
Yes.
And so let me ask you, when people say author, speaker, coach, are you palpitating?
No.
Are you thinking, oh gosh, I can't wait to get me some of those?
No.
What I think is people go to the generic because it's easy. But generic is not provocative. It is not memorable. It is not remarkable. It is not repeatable. When I hear author, speaker, coach, I think to myself, bread, eggs, and milk. Let's go to the grocery store and pick up some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear someone say that they electrify audiences and inspire sales teams to break through performance, there's an author, speaker, coach that's found a way to describe what she does in a way that's actually exciting.
Yep.
One of my clients is a coach, and he says he inspires caregivers and the organizations that support them with practical coping strategies that revitalize careers and save lives. He says, the life you save may be your own.
Yeah, see, that's a little different than bread, eggs, and milk.
Yeah. Here's a college and career strategist, Elizabeth Venturini, who helps stressed-out, high-achieving parents who want college and career solutions that pay off for a lifetime for their college-bound teens. Her clients don't want to bankrupt their retirement to send their kids to college. She knows who her client is, and she can describe it in an emotionally juicy way so that people actually know that they belong with her. So that's the invitation for everyone who's on this call. Who do you serve? What do you do for these people? Do you explain it in such clear, compelling terms that even a 9-year-old would understand it? And most importantly, are people willing to whip out their wallet to invest wisely to get the relief or the benefit? Because
absolutely.
What often happens is people go, I'm going to do the first three things, but I'm going to forget the part about whether or not people will invest wisely to get the benefit. And what happens if people don't want to buy it? We don't really have a success.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
So what I want everyone to do on this call is to think, what is it that you want your bio to do for you? Is it fair to say, Gary, that your folks in this call want to attract clients more than anything?
Yes.
Okay, so let's keep the focus of our conversation on that as we go through these five steps, because I'm going to walk you through them. The most important thing that you want to do when you're looking at that blank sheet of paper is ask yourself, what about your background do you want to share that is absolutely relevant to the specific results that you're here to get, which is to attract clients? So I'm showing you this sassy little pyramid on the screen here, and there are five steps, so I'm going to walk you through them. The first one we just decided. We're going to decide what we need right now, and that is a client attracting bio. And what that means is you want to be able to identify your ideal client, and that's what you want. You want a client attracting bio. So the second step is to reflect on the who, the how, and the wow. So what I mean by that is, who is your ideal client? What results do you bring about? And why would anybody want to invest wisely to get the benefit? One of my clients is Jana Haney, who is the founder of the Bridge Across for Step Families and Single Parents. And so what she says about herself is, for step families and single parents at wit's end and are ready to take their lives back and their confidence, she's the bridge over troubled water they trust to cope, gain confidence, and navigate their journey without losing their minds.
Wow. That's so nicely worded for that very specific niche.
Well, and you know, naming and claiming your profitable six-figure niche is really, really important. Sometimes folks will rush to tell their story without naming and claiming their niche, and they wonder why their success has tripped. Because if you can name and claim your perfect audience, and make sure every word and phrase you use relates back to it, all of a sudden, the right people know that they've landed in the right place, and they absolutely want to belly up to the bar to have what you have to offer so they can enjoy the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my clients is a self-love Sherpa, Wendy Bodan. Isn't that fun? She's a self-love Sherpa.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does is guides midlife women to feel better now and forever whether or not Mr. Right ever comes along.
Wow.
What a fun way to say how she helps people, who she helps, what their outcome is. And because she's describing herself in such a funny way, she can say, you know what, if you're not quite there yet, I'm happy to do the heavy lifting. I'm your self-love Sherpa. I'll show you the way.
Wow.
It's very conversational. It's very engaging. And when you're able to talk about yourself in a networking function or with the two lines of text on Twitter or a Facebook profile post, and people are actually grinning and winking and thinking, wow, that sounds great. Well, you're on your way to starting a relationship, and if a relationship starts, well, you know the cash is going to be coming not too far after that.
Yep.
So the who, the how, and the wow. Then what I want you to do is prove your value and impact. So here's where you can share your credentials, your experience, awards you've won, recognition you've earned. Maybe you've been fortunate to be quoted in major media, and they trust you again and again for timely commentary on finding love fast, for example. Maybe you have some wonderful testimonials that say, ignore this business coach's talents to your own peril. If someone says this about you, I mean, that's a sassy, fun way for somebody to express the value that they got from working with you. They're going to want to read the small print after a sassy soundbite like that. Isn't that kind of fun?
Yeah, I love it. I'm loving this.
When my friend Betsy Talbot from Married with Luggage, I asked her, you know, what was the impact of our work together? She said to me, you're like self-esteem in a can. You take the best of me and spray it out into the world so it's out there for everyone to see. I look better, I get more clients, and I'm more amazing, just like that. I thought, well, I never would have said that. But those of us who are afraid of being too overly self-promotional, one of the best things you can do is ask your best clients, what words and phrases would you use to describe what happened for you because of our work together? Because when they give you those words, all of a sudden you can use those in your marketing copy, in your elevator speech, in your bio, on your homepage. And what happens is people immediately resonate with those emotions that come up. I know you and I both know Christine Kozer from the Transformational Author Experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was in the process of trying to revise her bio, and she helps authors around the world get their books out of their heads and onto paper so they can transform the world. And what she was struggling with is really stepping into her authentic story and what she was really here to do. And this is not an uncommon lament. She's a very successful woman struggling with this.
Mm-hmm.
So we open the conversation, and she says to me, Nancy, I'm suffering from the bio cringe. My bio needs emergency triage. Can you perform CPR on this boring bio? And it was like, while she's saying it, I'm grinning just like you are. And then I'm thinking, I asked her right in the middle of the moment. I said, I have to say, those are some of the best words I've heard about the pain that my clients are experiencing. Would you allow me to use those words in my future marketing? She said, sure, you go ahead, but just make sure my bio is awesome. And that was kind of the nature of the relationship. So, her bio was transformed, and she was so proud that she sent it out to her whole community and got love notes and appreciation for finally standing in and on her truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a few new words that I could use in my marketing to showcase the pain. Because really, one of the best lessons I've ever learned from one of my coaches early on in my career is he said, be a heat-seeking missile for pain, because painkillers sell a whole lot better than vitamins.
Boy, you got some the time that I've invested just so far, not mentioning I'm getting writer's cramp from trying to keep track of what you're saying. Those are just fun ways to describe what you do and how you help people. And it's not the same as every other bacon, eggs, and milk people that describe themselves. You know, I'm embarrassing. I've had somebody actually help me in the past write my bio, and I thought it was pretty good. But now that I'm listening to this, I'm throwing mine in the garbage can and starting all over.
Well, you see, if we can transform those generic bios into something that actually makes people wink and grin and want to journey forward with you even more readily than they were before,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's a wonderful outcome.
So,
you know, we're talking about proving your value. So the reason I was talking about being a heat-seeking missile for pain is that when you as a coach are asking your clients what transformation you affected and what it meant to them, people are likely going to feel some kind of profound generosity for what you helped them achieve, and it's going to be emotional. So when people can give you that level of emotional juice, it puts a lot more magic into your message so that people will actually want to get some of that, you know, and pay a premium for it. And that takes us next to next step, which is to add your personality. You know, being blah, blah, blah and boring is one thing, and being memorable, remarkable, and worth talking about, well, that's something else. So don't have a blah, 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 boring bio on your website, and then when people meet you in person, they get a totally different experience, because that's sort of disingenuous, and people don't know which is the real thing, and they're going to be unsteady, and they're not going to want to say yes. So if you, it's appropriate for you to be genuine, authentic, and true, by all means, please do. If you're a plastic surgeon, you don't want to be irreverent because it's totally inappropriate for what it is that you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a comedian, go ahead and be irreverent.
Mm-hmm.
One of my clients is an attorney, and he's an estate planning attorney and a mediator of estate battles, which doesn't sound very juicy to me. But I asked him, and this is a really great question all your coaches can ask themselves, what was the path in life that they took when they knew that that career was going to be their perfect choice? So I asked him, how did you know that mediating estate battles and dealing with estate issues was going to be your thing? And I was flabbergasted when he told me. He said, I'm going to Bolt Law School. I'm just about ready to graduate. And within weeks of my graduation, my sister, my brother-in-law, and their newborn child were all diagnosed HIV positive. He said, here I am at the very beginning of my career thinking the world is opening for me, facing the worst possible tragedy of my life. I knew as I helped my family deal with this unspeakable tragedy that it was my destiny in life to help other families navigate this difficult terrain so that they could salvage difficult and important relationships while there was still time. And that's now what I do every day.
Wow.
That's so much different than I went to Bolt Law School and served on Law Review and have served on the Estate Planning Committee of San Francisco for 20 years and that's why you should hire me. He leads with his story, which makes clear that this journey he's on is bigger than food, clothing, and shelter. It's like a mission. He's going to the mountaintop with his flag to wave so that he can help people in perfect timing and create a profound impact that will last indefinitely. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely. And I have avoided, somebody told me years ago that I tell my story too much, and of course I tell it in a longer version and without the flair that you are using here. And so finally one day my wife said, just stop telling people that's a boring story. Nobody cares about that. Now if I reworded it, made it shorter, and told it in the way that you just did, it's all of a sudden it's something compelling that people go like, wow, I'd love to have him as my trainer or have him train me to be a coach because they would understand my passion and why I got into business coaching 25 years ago.
Well, then I think then that's what I want everyone to do. Is I heard, and you and I know a lot of the same people, but Jeffrey Van Dyke of the Spiritual Marketing Quest once said to me, out of our deepest pain calls forth our greatest gift to share.
Yep.
And I believe it's true. And this attorney that I was telling you about, it was his deepest pain that called forth his greatest gift.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My gift it is to help people get seen, heard, and celebrated and compensated for their winning ways. And the greatest pain that I have in my life is having grown up in a household where I had to fade into the wallpaper to survive. And I felt very unseen and unheard, and I felt sad about it. And my whole mission in life is to make sure that people who have a mission to fight for have a voice to be that will carry, and that they will have the confidence to make that happen. Because there are other people that do publicity, and there are other people that do storytelling, but nobody gets the visceral sadness of being unheard as well as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people, especially introverted folks, will trust me to pull out their stories from them and know that we'll find a way to frame it in a way that will feel really good to them and that will actually be a magnet to attract more perfect engagements.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for those self-promoted, you know, people who are allergic to marketing, I can really, you know, this work that I do really helps people. So
I get it.
Yeah, so my invitation to you is whatever that story is, you know, don't hide it under a bushel basket, because it's probably the most powerful magnet you have to attract more perfect people. Because in coaching, let's face it, you want to attract more perfect clients. My husband, Steve Jutton, he has a financial planning practice. His guiding philosophy is really kind of funny. He says, no icky people under the tent. No icky people under the tent. When you see your client's name in your inbox or you see it on your caller ID, your shoulders should be in the neutral position and you should be excited to speak to whoever that is.
Wow.
And so when you show up at your very best with your true story, people love you right out of the box, and the people who don't call. This is good. It's good time management.
It's
you can't
great,
be
yeah.
everything to everybody, so you might as well be the real thing.
Yep.
So the final step in this five-step process is to prepare your right-sized stories. And this is a really important point, especially if you're really serious about getting known to get paid. Because if you want to do a lot of radio interviews, if you want to be on TV, if you want to be the go-to person that gets invited to participate in all these webinars and teleseminars that have worldwide audiences that can hear your message and be, you know, follow the yellow brick road back to you, you absolutely have to have a bio that the host can read to introduce you. If you're getting interviewed on the radio, you need a way for that to be introduced. If you're getting introduced as a speaker, you need that. If somebody is from the media wants to interview you and know what your qualifications are, it needs to be available 24/7 so they can find it. But more importantly for you, it needs to be ready, because you want your story told accurately. You want your name spelled correctly. You want your name spoken correctly. And you don't want to have any inaccuracies in your background that will cause you to trip instead of glide. So when I first started getting serious about doing a lot of media interviews, I was like preparing bios left and right, because this host wanted this kind of bio and this host wanted that kind of bio, and 50 words, 100 words, 300 words. And when you're hiding under a bushel basket, you're thinking, just bring me a client and I'll be happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you get fully booked and all of a sudden everybody's inviting you to talk, you want to have all that stuff ready so you don't have to spend any time preparing to be at your best. You just want to walk through the door and be you and have it work out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
So anyone who is, you know, meeting me for the first time, if you go to my website and look at the About page about me, you'll see that there's a 6-word bio, a 50-word bio, a 100-word bio, a manifesto bio, you know, anything I've ever done that I thought was decent enough to be accurate and that could have an evergreen value, I have it posted, because I don't want people to have to do, I don't want to do the 11th hour scramble when somebody asks me for my input. And for those of us who are just coming up, this is super important. People are saying, boy, if I could get invited to be on that teleseminar talking about X, Y, and Z, my whole life would change. And then you get invited to do it, but if you don't have your bio and your photo and your book cover and all that stuff ready to deliver before the phone hits the cradle, you've missed an opportunity to totally wow that decision maker. But on the other hand, if you do that fast and immediately, they're going to say, holy cow, that woman's on the ball, on the money, on time. I'm going to refer her 10 or 15 times to everybody I know. And one good thing leads to another, and pretty soon you're everywhere all at once. And isn't that an intoxicating prospect?
Absolutely. And again, the order that you've introduced these 5 points and the way that you've set them up is obviously missing in probably all of the people that are on this call, and myself included. We're not doing these things, and then we're wondering why more people don't understand us or understand how they can get into a relationship with us and get started.
Well, and, you know, it's funny you should bring that up, because I'm a big advocate of being clear about what you want. If you want to attract clients, remember, it's not all about you. It's what you can do for your ideal client.
Mm-hmm.
So among the kind of mistakes that people make, I think there's a fun little slide. The biggest mistake, you know, I have this ABCDIY acronym. A common mistake, forgetting your audience. Trying to have that one story meet every need. When a speaker, someone's making a decision about a speaker has a totally different need than someone who's looking for a coach. A is arrogance, being so highfalutin that you can't feel like you can connect. A would be absence of proof to your claims. You're a best-selling author when really you've only sold 200 books and they were everyone in your immediate family, but nobody else would buy it. Authenticity, a really important ingredient, especially when you're working with people. B is boring, blah, 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 and boilerplate. You know what that looks like, and you know it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
C is content, the right content for the right situation. D is differentiation or failure to differentiate. If you're calling yourself author, speaker, coach, I would say author, speaker, coach, snooze. Turn on the alarm and try something else. I, this is a big, big mistake. When every sentence on your bio starts with I, all the other vowels are lonely. So don't make it about you. Make it about what you can do for others, and that will set you apart in a way that will turn someone's head, and that's really important. And why in today's, it's sort of an affectionate term, but I call it yada, 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 because less is more. Too much information doesn't necessarily serve you or your client. So I want you to put all the information that's on your page through the filter as, why does anybody care and why does this matter? And if it doesn't, leave it out. Because you just want to get to the good stuff and leave the rest to the cutting room floor. So I want to know if there's anybody on this call who's feeling super brave, because I want to put some of these concepts alive for you so you can actually get some wow right now while we're here on the call. So is there anyone who's calling in live on the phone who would like to hit star 2 and be in a position to tell me what website I should go to online so I can see how your story is landing? Is there anyone feeling brave? Okay, someone is. This person.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great, because usually our audience is a little shy, and I'm glad that somebody stepped up. So
very good. So I'm going to call on, his name is Bacon Shoshi, and I'm now hitting the unmute, and I'm saying, hello, how are you?
Hi, and it's her name.
Oh, forgive me, it's an unusual name. You see, this is one of those names you have to spell out and make clear that it's a girl.
It's okay, it's not English, I get it.
Where
so,
shall I go to read about you?
Okay, at stcoaching.com.
ST.
And then if you go to About Me.
Okay, so what I'm usually going to do is I'm going to go to the website. What most people do is they'll go to the home page to see what's there before they'll ever read about you. You know that, right?
I do.
So it's ST Coaching, and I'm just making sure that I spell this right because I want to make sure it goes there correctly. And I'm hitting Enter. Life is like a box of chocolates. I don't know what I'm going to get. I've never met you before. This is cold in the moment. Strategic Transitions Coaching. Whenever you see a successful business, that went fast. Consistent action is needed to build a sustainable enterprise. Okay. Good business leaders create a vision, articulate the vision, passionately own the vision, and relentlessly drive it to completion. Jack Welch. So you've got these really fun expressions that go across the page as a graphic element.
Oh.
That's what we see there. And so what it says on the homepage is it says small businesses represent most of the growth and job creation in America, and too little has been done to help small business owners who have to rely on their own creativity, determination, and business savvy. Have you had the time to set quarterly goals? How can you grow your productivity? Do you know what your ideal business looks like? If you're spending more time making a to-do list and checking things off, help is here. Strategic Transitions Coaching is an affordable resource for New York City area businesses with 20 employees or fewer. Our strictly confidential complimentary consultation jumpstarts your strategy face-to-face on the phone or via teleconference. Together, we'll determine your vision, needs, and values, identify true barriers to your business success, and establish a plan to move forward. What are your goals? Do you have a mission and vision statements to guide you? What strategy will you help to meet short-term and long-term goals? What challenges are preventing you from creating your business situation? Once you're laser-focused on what you want and need, we'll guide you to help you align your vision with the best strategies for success. Find out more. So I'll tell you what I think about that. Are you prepared to hear it?
I'm prepared.
Okay. When you're on the homepage, don't say it's a homepage because you're wasting a headline by saying something that's fairly obvious. I would rather you have a bold headline that speaks to the transformation that people are going to enjoy as a direct result of having the good fortune to land here. The copy that I'm reading is a little bit generic because you don't get to who it's for until the third paragraph. And I think you should start with who it's for, because people want to know that they've landed in the right place, and they may not want to read all that text to get to that piece. And then I'm also looking for some kind of statement of wow about how many wonderful clients you've worked with that have made an amazing transformation, because by the name of your company, Strategic Transitions Coaching, it suggests to me that guiding companies to transition to something better or more is a big part of what you do. Am I getting that right?
Yes, that's true.
So why not call that out in the copy so that people know that, you know, these are changing times, and being able to make strategic adjustments on a dime that are going to deliver big time. Because what I'm noticing also, and is that we're talking a lot about process, but the outcomes are what it is that I'm interested in if I'm going to whip out my wallet to spend a lot of money to invest wisely in strategic transitions coaching. So sometimes there's a temptation to talk about how the watch works instead of talking about what time it is.
Right.
So if you said clients that worked with us, you know, if visually you had some logos from some of the clients that you've worked with so people could immediately feel some affinity there, visually that would be powerful. And then if you had some kind of, you know, clients that we've worked with have welcomed these kinds of successes in months, you know, weeks, not months, as a direct result of our strategic guidance, and we can't wait to help you welcome those kinds of results, let's journey forward together. So that's a thought. In the right-hand side, it says sign up for the mailing list. And I just want to know, when people sign up for the mailing list, what do they get?
Okay, that's right. I do have a download. I just never put it in. I do have an e-book that I created. I just haven't done it yet.
Does the e-book have a yummy title that has a yummy benefit that I can't wait to have because I'm in some kind of transition and I need a guide to show me the light?
I don't even remember the title, but yes, it's got about overcoming obstacles and enjoying success.
Okay.
I don't really remember the exact name now, but I'm talking on the phone to you, so.
Well, what I want you to do is I want you to create a name. The reason I'm calling attention to this is you have about 7 seconds when somebody lands on your website to know that they've landed in the right place and they're excited to be there. When you just say sign up for my mailing list, my heart is not palpitating.
Got it.
I want there to be some kind of compelling what's in it for me gift that I can't wait to give you my email address, because then when I get that special report, I'm going to get to know, like, and trust you because it's such a quality report that I can't wait to hear what next you have to tell me. But right now, by just inviting people to sign up for the mailing list, it's all about you and not about them, and I think that's a miss. So now I'm going to quickly go over to the About Us page because I just want to see what your bio has to say. And this is all done within the spirit of, you know, love and compassion and wanting you to up your game, and I hope you're receiving my comments in that light. Are you feeling that way?
I'm receiving your comments with joy and gratitude and relief.
Okay, very good.
Good, because you're getting hundreds of dollars worth of free coaching right now, and I'm still taking notes even though we're on your website.
Well, you know why I do this is, you know, folks say, why does it matter to get your bio right? Why does it matter to get your homepage right? Why does this matter? Because if you could get a six-figure gig in 20 minutes because someone landed there and loved what they found, that would be a great outcome. If someone would give you a five-figure gig to speak or do something, that would be a great outcome. If it would be a four-figure gig to hire you to do 6 months of coaching, that's a great outcome. But if none of that happens, it's a tragedy. And that's why, you know, for the work that I do, if people can experience how quickly and laser-focused I am in helping people to create a transformation, I believe you can feel that know-like trust taking shape right now. It's not, I promise to tell you how great I am once you hire me. I want you to know how great I am right away. So that's why, you know, I err on the side of generosity. So now I'm here on your homepage, your About page, and it says About Us. You founded the place. It's recognized that small business owners lack critical support. They need to stay motivated, energized, and on track. The company provides the support through confidential coaching by guiding entrepreneurs and clarifying their visions, transforming goals into action steps, and overcoming internal and external obstacles. We act as an engaged, positive partner. Our goals are to help you do these wonderful things. But I know nothing about you. So my question is, are you one of a team of thousands at this company, or are you the company?
No, there's a whole bio about me.
Well, this one just
about
says,
us.
Okay,
about
just, maybe I didn't go to the right place because it said about us, and I just clicked right on to about. Oh,
there's
so it's
two.
About us. Now I'm clicking on about you.
Right.
Oh,
there,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm. She knows what it takes for entrepreneurs and small business owners to succeed in an ever-changing world. She learned the trenches of her family's industrial supply business, where she began in sales and later became a sales manager. During that time, she helped the business grow from a five-person operation to a highly profitable company with 15 employees and a stellar reputation for excellent customer service. Bitten by a business bug, she began looking for ways to help other businesses grow. Keenly aware that business change was largely being driven by technology, she joined a technology company to learn the ropes. She went on to create one of the first online services in New York City, earning her successful startup chops. Ready for a new challenge and interested in further exploring, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, this is like, it is about you, and you have a lot of initials beside your name that have me reaching for the dictionary because I don't know what they mean. When in doubt, spell them out. You say CPCELI-MP. What does that mean?
Oh, that's Energy Leadership Master Practitioner.
Okay. If a nine-year-old doesn't know what it means, then spell it out.
Okay.
And then I think it would be great if there was a sassy soundbite at the top of your bio that spoke your philosophy. And I'll give you an example from my husband's bio because it's one that I think really makes a huge difference in him attracting clients, and I think it will inspire you. Just bear with me just one second. I'm just looking for it. I should know it by heart because I'm married to the guy, of course, but he says, people hire me for my head, pay me for my heart, and trust me most when I use both. And he's a
wow.
financial planner. But right at the top of the bio, you have about Soshi, and then you have Soshi, I'm sorry if I'm not saying it correctly, with these initials. So much better if you had a statement of your own philosophy about why you were doing this work, because if people like that statement of philosophy, they would absolutely want to read the rest. Right now, it just reads a little bit like everything that you've done so far, and what I really want to know is what delights you about this work and what moves you to create amazing results with your clients are these kinds of things. And now that you're fortunate to have found a way to blend the past with the present to make a profound impact for clients with every engagement. I just want it to be a little bit more juicy about you. It doesn't have a lot of emotional resonance, you know?
I tend to be very cerebral, so that's a little hard for me, but thanks for pointing that out because I will pay more attention now.
Well, and you know, it's like if you could say one thing, you know, like, you knew your path to, you knew this was going to be your journey in life at this particular moment in life, and you haven't looked back, and every day is like a box of chocolates. You can't wait to get started. I mean, I have that way about me. That's how I am. If you are cerebral, I'm not asking you to change your spots, but I am asking you to break up the text with little headings and subheadings that makes it easier for the reader to get the gist of it so they want to read the detail. And then I want you to ask yourself if the story you're telling there is absolutely true today and telling the best possible story about the results that you bring about, your qualifications, and what the mission you're here to fight for. Because if you put it through those filters, I think you'll find that you could add a little bit more juice and people would be excited to engage. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being my business is so busy I can't hardly stand it, or 1 is it's just getting going and I need a little help, where are you?
I'm just getting going.
Yeah, so this is a perfect opportunity for you to just take some of these ideas and see how you can apply them. So, you know, going back to your homepage, just, you know, juice up your gift and be more excited about what you're here to do so that people will want to stay. And then I guess another thing I would say, which is really important for everybody, what do you really want people to do when they land on your homepage? Do you want them to ask for a consultation so that you can have the opportunity to do business with them? If you do, please ask for that right out of the box. Make it easy for people to get to yes, because when you can journey forward with someone immediately, I mean, you've got your phone number there, you've got your email address, but it's not a very specific, let's have a chat, to journey, you know, let's ask for what you want. Don't pussyfoot around. Does that feel okay?
I do that so well in person. I just don't do it so well in copy, but I'm going to do it. I'm definitely going to do it. This is invaluable. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so glad you were here. So I'm going to just mute you now, and then I know there's a few other things we can talk about. So, Gary, how was that for you?
Awesome. Awesome. I unwadded my bio up out of the garbage can, and I'm putting notes on the back page now.
So I want to tell you that, you know, the words on the matter, the words that you put on the page matter, then your actions and how you show up matter quite a bit too. If you're one of those last-minute Susie, too much information, too little information kind of people, that doesn't always serve you well. So this whole emphasis on getting ready and telling the story you're here to tell that serves your perfect niche in the ideal way with the focus on results, if you can really just step back and really get that message clear, if you can go from the fog to clarity with emotionally juicy words that actually have some resonance for the client you're here to help, you'll be able to get to yes a lot faster, and that would be a wonderful outcome. Now, one of my clients was a coach, an executive coach, and she had heard me speak about being ready I don't know how many times, and I told her how much I hate bio emergencies because I've been in deadline pressure my whole life, and I finally want to have a life that I can love instead of being, you know, in an adrenaline rush all the time. So she calls me on a Friday at, or was it a Thursday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She says, okay, it's official. I have a bio emergency. I said, what's the problem? She said, I'm an executive leadership coach, and Microsoft has handpicked me to bid on a six-figure coaching assignment. The problem is the proposal's due tomorrow morning. I really want it. Will you please help me? And her confidence was horrible. Her story was horrible. She didn't know how to approach it. So I made it over for her right then and there. And by the end of that call, she was feeling so confident. She was feeling so great that when she made her pitch the next day, she did it with a whole new attitude, and she got the gig, and it was a six-figure assignment.
Wow.
So people ask me, why does this matter? You know, is it just wallpaper on a page? Why does this matter? It matters because there could be a six-figure executive coaching contract that you could be invited to pitch on tomorrow, and if you were ready to walk through the door with ease and grace and you could get to a yes answer, the $197 that you paid for your bye-bye boring bio kit would be well worth it. Another of my clients is the he's a former Harlem Globetrotter and an NBA All-Star, and I asked him, what did he want to have happen? He says, I want to be a routinely well-compensated and regularly booked professional speaker talking to my perfect audience about whatever it is I talk about. I said, well, what do you have to show me to help me get that off and running? And he sent me this, like, three-page manifesto of everything he'd ever done in his life. And this is a classic example of too much information. So I said, are you open to some upgrades? Always a good way to start a conversation. Mm-hmm. He says yes. So we took his three pages and we culled it down to one fabulous page. And within 2 weeks, he got a five-figure gig in front of his perfect audience.
Wow.
Five figures. So, you know, close to home, I've already talked about my husband. Steve Jutton is a financial planner, and in early September, he hired a new financial planner to join his team. And her first assignment was to write her bio. And she says, please don't make me do it. It's like opening up a vein and drawing blood. Please don't make me do it. And he says, take client attracting bio template number 3 from Bye Bye Boring Bio and fill in the blanks. Speak your truth. Let me see your copy by the end of the week. So she did it. And because he's married to me, he says, Nancy, will you take a look at this? And I said to him, this is actually quite good. This template is just bulletproof. I said, I think it's ready for the website right now. Well, the great thing about it was 2 weeks later, a client read her bio on his website and called him and said, I know it's your company, but Amy's the financial planner I want to work with. Can I have a meeting with her? Just by virtue of what the story she told on her website. And just a couple days later, it was a $2,500 engagement. So getting to that know, like, trust place with a good piece of paper that speaks your truth in a powerful way, whether it's a four-figure, a five-figure, or a six-figure gig, it's all possible. It's happening every day if you just revisit your story and put it through the filters that we've talked about so that you can get to yes as soon as possible.
Absolutely. So help us do that. How do we do that, Nancy? What's the obvious next step?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that I want you to be able to say yes to opportunity and for others to say yes to you as soon as possible. And I want you to feel confident and ready. And if you are not feeling ready or you feel like it's time for a little bit of recalibration, I have the antidote to whatever ails you. I have created a bundle that I'm very proud of. It's called the Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium Bundle. And within this bundle, you get my Bye Bye Boring Bio workbook that has all 10 of my road-tested templates that make it easy for you to prepare a client-attracting bio, a speaker sheet, a Twitter profile, you name it, it's all there. All you have to do is follow the Yellow Brick Road to fill out these forms, tell a story all your own, and make sure your objective is clear, and it works like clockwork. It is that systematic. Once you've prepared your story, and maybe you're not such a great writer, all the bios in the book are organized by type. So you can go shopping, animal healing expert, author expert, blogger, business coach, dating coach, gifted teen coach, life coach. If you need to find language that you could use as your own to tell your own story in a way that you could never have done so on your own, this is a great way to go R&D, rob and duplicate, lift and separate, put your own spin on it. But this is great inspiration so you can get your story prepared so that you can then share it. And then when you want to share your story through publicity or writing articles or blog posts or whatever the case may be, you also get the 147 publicity tips to boost your business and your profits. And I promise you that if you only do 5 of these tips and make them a well-formed habit, you will be in the news. And then there's also the workbook that teaches you how to get ready, known, and paid, where you actually have examples of pitch letters and press releases that I've written to help make major clients get known, so that you can learn step by step how to prepare and share your own story so that you can prosper in the spotlight. And then if that wasn't enough, the new National Speakers Bureau book called Speak More, Marketing Strategies to Get More Speaking Business, this arrives to your doorstep just a few days later, and I am proudly the chapter author for chapter number 4, which surprisingly is called Author, Speaker, Coach, Snooze, How Not to Let This Happen to You. So how do you – cool thing here. So here's the thing. I would love for you to treat yourself to this powerful bundle. And if you go to authenticvisibility.com/Gary Premium, you can read about everything that is included and all the wonderful testimonials that clients from worldwide have shared about how it has helped them. But here I'm making it even juicier. If you have enjoyed the web makeover that I did for our lovely and brave guest, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, I'm doing BioDoc is in office hours, and on the 30th of November, I'm also doing BioDoc office hours, and people who are buyers of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium always go to the front of the line to get their story showcased and transformed on the spot in real time when the BioDoc is in. You always get that extra help, and first, I can't tell you how many months people have been saying, Nancy, would you take a quick look at my bio and make it better? I know you can do this. I just can't. Well, now with the BioDoc is in office hours, you can get that help that you need. I want to make this even juicier for you. When you write 50 gift in the promotional code, instead of paying $197 for this comprehensive, practical, game-changing bundle, you will pay $147 and get everything plus 2 BioDoc session possibilities with me. The key is you have to act by December 2nd to benefit. And why wouldn't you not want to do it when a whole new year is waiting for you? And I want you to have this bio cringe in the rearview mirror so you can just full speed ahead to welcome those clients that you need right now. So that is my offer, and I hope that you're excited about it. And at the very least, I want you to take a look at it. Go to authenticvisibility.com/Gary Premium, and you'll read about the amazing, useful, helpful tools that are waiting for you to make this fast and easy, and you get access to me too. So how cool is that?
I know that it's going to sound cliche, but I'm in. I'm going to do it, and it's too much work for me to do all this by myself. I'll get mired in doing part of it. So either myself and or Beth are going to call, sign up for this, do this process, and take advantage of your great offer. And the only question I have is for those that are listening, and you know better how many are listening and how many are on the web. We need to really spell out how they find this URL. So
okay.
Let's say it again really slowly. And anybody who has taken the time to be on this call for $140 whatever you said.
$147.
$147. You're crazy not to buy this and not to take advantage of it. Either that or fold up your tent and don't be in business, because you've got to be able to portray what it is that you do and pull people towards you, either on your website and or your bio and or about me and all these other things. And of course, once you do, let's just say the bio, then it's going to tell you what your headline might be on your website, and it's going to tell you what you put in the about me section, et cetera, et cetera. So you're going to kill five birds with one stone here, not to mention if for those that want to do speaking gigs and other things, you're going to get all this taken care of all in one ridiculously low price. If you'd have said $300, Nancy, I would have signed up. So you missed $150 from me alone. But the domain name is www.authenticvisibility.com/GaryPremium, as in Coach Gary. Gary Premium. www.authenticvisibility.com/GaryPremium. Now, is that your website?
It is my website, but
website
it's a special link that I've created
link.
Just
okay.
for you, because
okay.
I want people to be able to say, when it says, how did you hear about us in the field, you can type in, I heard Nancy on Gary's call or Gary Henson.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to be able to say thank you when folks refer business my way,
right.
And so I would really appreciate that.
Right.
I want to say something else before I take questions. If there's an interest in asking questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Please,
one thing I want
ahead.
To say about my products, the thing about us somewhat introverted spotlight seekers is we are really attentive to doing great quality work that meets our perfectionist standards. And one of the best pieces of advice that I've ever been given in running my business is when you create products, programs, or services, they should be of such stellar quality and create such a powerful transformation that you yourself would gladly invest the money to get the relief. And I am so proud of this bundle and how well it is helping people welcome 3, 4, 5, 6-figure outcomes quickly, that I can stand in and on the value and know that I could help people around the world without bankrupting them. And this is less than $200, people. And for the outcomes that people are getting, I just know that I'm really making a huge difference here. So your purchase is guaranteed. The key is for you to take action on what you learn. The bio doc will be in tomorrow at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and as soon as you buy, you'll get the call-in instructions so you can go to the front of the line. You'll also get the call-in instructions for November 30th. So, and you'll also save $50 when you act by December 2nd or before. So for you and everyone in your life that needs to say who they are and what they do without stumbling and bumbling, it seems like this is a pretty good opportunity that's fairly timely. So who is feeling brave and wants to ask a question? If you want to hit *2, this is your golden moment. I'm happy to speak with you. I see someone's here from Northridge, California. I'm from the San Fernando Valley. I graduated from Cal State Northridge. Isn't that fun?
Oh, you did.
I did.
Oh, really?
So she's actually raising her hand. I want to say hello. Hi, Quinn. How are you?
Hi. Well, it's not really Quinn. That's my partner's phone.
Okay.
But this is Daniel, Daniel Latch. Gary knows me. And
yes,
I do.
Two
blocks south of CSUN, just off the epicenter of the big one.
I remember that so well. Well, so nice to meet you. Do you have a question, or how can I help you?
I do. I'm actually doing a program for veterans, and wonder if you have any experience or if your program would be helpful for veterans learning how to express themselves as they come into the marketplace.
It absolutely is. What I would invite you to do, a veteran needs to be able to translate all of their experience into some kind of an actionable story that would compel an employer or a client to say yes. A veteran is on the same kind of trajectory as a lot of us who are in some stage of career reinvention intervention. So within Bye Bye Boring Bio, there is a template called Client Attracting Template Number 3. And what's so brilliant about this particular template is if the objective is to get a job or to attract a client, you fill in the blanks with only the information that is absolutely relevant to the outcome that you are seeking. You leave everything else to the cutting room floor. You showcase testimonials that are relevant to that outcome. And you have a story that holds water and attracts attention. And so any audience can benefit from this template. And those who, you know, I'm that confident about it.
And I'm going to jump in. Daniel, you and I have had an opportunity to talk at length, so this is it's different than somebody just calling in and asking Nancy a question. And I just want to say for everyone else, I'd say it's mandatory. For you, it's like urgent. I mean, you need to see this kind of stuff. And the reason I'm saying that is that in the conversation that you and I had about veterans, just as an example, that doesn't mean that everybody needs to look at it this way, but when somebody comes out of the service, their whole attitude, their whole feeling is, I don't have anything to offer a person if I'm going to apply for a sales job or an operations manager's job or a welder's job or whatever. Nancy's language and the way that Nancy's helping people set their bio up puts people from in the shadows into the limelight and has them word things in a way that portrays them as the perfect match for that particular job. Now, not every job, but for many jobs and many that they might otherwise be shy about applying for. So I would say you and Nancy probably need to hook up and make sure that these bios get in the hands of the veterans that you're trying to help.
Well, and something I might mention is that the bio doc is in sessions are, you know, everyone is on a similar issue. They want to attract clients mostly, and they're just sort of stumbled upon how to go about doing it. So if you're a shy person and you don't want to step up to the microphone to have your bio reviewed, if you just listen to these calls and you take the parallels from the more brave souls that spoke up and applied them to your own story, you will get the aha moment that you needed and have that clarity. There are actually some replays of prior bio doc is in calls posted to my blog, and you're welcome to listen to them because the brilliance that has been manifesting in the moment has just been so powerful. And people are just saying, wow, I didn't realize you made it so easy for me. I finally understand. I also want to say that there are somewhat introverted folks out there that don't like to be in the spotlight. And if you want to work with me privately, it is an option. You can go to the Engage page of my website and you can inquire about Build Your Buzz strategy sessions. We can have a private session. It's more money, but then you at least get my word wizardry to your advantage. And if words are not the currency that you're the most comfortable with, well, this is the muscle I exercise most regularly every day in my life, and so I can make it look super easy, and it will make your head turn how amazing you'll sound if you just put me to work on your behalf.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be something if somebody did that and they ended up getting a six-figure job or a coaching gig for $5,000 a month or a new client or a completely made-over bio so that they appeared like the right candidate for that job that they were applying for?
Well, and that's kind of what makes it juicy for me. I mean, it really makes me happy when people send me these love notes. Speaking of which, I got one the other day from a certified professional coach, and she says, before I participated in Nancy's Bye Bye Boring Bio program, I didn't even have a bio I was comfortable using. As a result of listening to her call, I wrote a bio targeted to other professionals who are my potential strategic alliances. All of my leads to meaningful strategic alliances have resulted from this one bio I wrote all by myself using Nancy's tool. One professional was willing to send it to 35 other professionals. I've now been invited to speak to two separate audiences, one professional and one mixed with potential alliances, as well as clients. This bio has opened the door to gaining validation by well-established professionals who serve the same client base I'm seeking. I'm grateful for Nancy's clear step-by-step instructions for how to create the right bio for the right audience and situation. Most of all, I appreciate her authentic style and genuine desire and ability to help others just like me share their gifts. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Amy Minkoff, Certified Professional Coach. I get love notes like this all the time because I'm really helping people with something. You know, I think I heard Bill Barron say that 97% of businesses in the first 3 years of operations struggle describing what they do in a way that excites them, that actually attracts people to their care. If I can ease that pain with this bundle so people can put that in the rearview mirror and get on with it and start making money, getting known and getting paid, this to me sounds like a pretty darn good exchange of energy. So you can see why I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and it's worth about $500 to $1,000. That's your
priceless.
Way underpriced.
Well, and I've got other programs, you know, because here's the thing. People have trouble naming and claiming their six-figure profitable niche. They have trouble describing who they are and what they do and why they're swell. Once people move through that with Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium as their guide, invariably they're going to say, well, now what? Well, I have other ways to help people broadcast their brilliance and get known to get paid, but if the very first step you take with me is so exceptional, you're not going to have a hard time saying yes to future ways we can help each other and be in service to each other. So, you know, I'm not a, you know, it all happens step by step. That's how you get to the finish line. The slow runner that I am, I may not have, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a way of being of service and making a difference and, you know, making a reasonable income that I'm proud of. So, you know, I'm pretty happy about that. So I'm just going to go over to the Q&A and see if there's anybody on the webcast that has typed in a question. Molly Rose is asking, will there be a recording available? I get held up and missed a bunch. So sorry. Yes, absolutely. If you have opted in, it will be available. Someone's
we'll be
asking
sending
me,
you that information. That's correct.
And so she's asking me to repeat the promotional code. It's 50GIFT, 50GIFT. So you go to that, you know, authenticvisibility.com/GaryPremium. It says $197. So there's a promotional code there, and you type in 50GIFT, and there's a little button that you press that says apply. And when you hit apply, you save $50 right then and there. And then
so
the
it's $197 less $50 is where you get the $497.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me say it again. www.authenticvisibility.com/GaryPremium. And then as you go through the cart, there's going to be a thing that says code or promotional code. There's a little box, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in there you put 50GIFT, no spaces, no capitals, just 50GIFT. And instead of paying $197, you'll pay $147.
Yep. And I think it's a screaming deal because of the transformation.
No, I don't think. It is a screaming deal. You don't feel it's a screaming deal. You don't think. It is a screaming deal. I mean, I don't know of anybody that sells a product that does half as much as this for anything less than twice or three times the money. I'm authentically telling everybody I'm gonna take you up on the offer. I think it's a steal of the century.
Well, and when you do, remember tomorrow at 9 a.m. the bio doc is in. And when you're a buyer of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, you go to the front of the line. And here's the cool thing: the last couple times I've done this, there's been like 200 or 300 people on the call, and so I call you out. I name your website. I talk about you lovingly. And oftentimes the transformations that happen are so profound that I'll ask people on the call, so how's that landing for everybody? Two thumbs up? And people will say, where can I find that person? They're exactly what it is that I need right now. Because at some point, even the somewhat introverted spotlight seekers want to be in the spotlight, so more of the right people will say yes to what we have to offer. So this is sort of like a great opportunity to step up to the microphone and get your game on in a loving environment where people actually are looking for something just like you. So I love doing this, and I think it's so wonderful when you can love what you do, make a big difference, and deliver it at a value that makes perfect business sense. So if you've enjoyed this call, I hope you'll tell your friends to go ahead and opt in to so they can benefit from the replay. And if you have any questions at all and want to send me an email, of course you can. I'm Nancy@AuthenticVisibility.com, and I am happy to hear from you. And you can, you know, I'll answer any questions you might have, and I just want to see if anyone else has anything more they want to say, question, than answer, and see.
Well, you're looking at that. Thank you so much, Nancy, for being on the call today. This has been really, really great. And I know you said you prepared, you were going to give people an opportunity to get in relationship with you, but I had no idea that you were going to give away the stores. But really a great, great deal. And I can't wait to to take advantage of the offer. And now, if I can't do it at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, you said November the 30th would be the next time I could do it, so I could put on my calendar for November 30th to be first in line and get in relationship
and,
in that way.
And someone's asking me, how can I get the bio doc is in session tomorrow? When you make your purchase of Bye Bye Boring Bio, you get the materials delivered to you digitally, and then the call-in instructions, including the webinar and the telephone, are delivered to you. And so you can just make a note of it and call in. That's just as easy as pie. So I just the reason I'm doing so many of these calls in November is that I know once December 1st happens, everybody's thinking about ho, 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 and hallelujah. But if you could know that your bio was in great shape, and that you were confident in your message, maybe for the first time, so that you could look forward to the new year and really say your wow in a way that actually attracts attention and clients and more money to your business, I just think that's a perfect way to empower your own personal economic recovery. Someone's asking me, can you repeat the URL for the BioDoc? There is not a URL for the BioDoc. What you want to do is go to authenticvisibility.com/GaryPremium. And that's where you can purchase the product, and the instructions for you to call in tomorrow and on the 30th will be delivered to you by digital download. So I hope you're all excited about this. I think that it's just, you know, one more thing I'll say as we close. You know, when you're listening to your clients and you're really tuning into what it is that they want and need, sometimes it's hard to hear what they want and need and also come up with a solution that's a perfect fit. And I have been asked time and time again from people around the country, I wrote my bio, will you please take a minute and look at it? I couldn't figure out a way to do that made sense for me too until the bio doc took shape. By setting up my own virtual lemonade stand in the sky and being able to provide this kind of feedback to buyers of my product, I finally figured out a way to do it that will help you, help everyone who's listening, and advance my own success at the same time. It has to be a fair exchange of energy so it can be a win all the way around. And that's why I think this is so great. It's high tech, it's high touch, it's powerful transformation, it's aha insights that you can apply right then and there. And I really think everybody should arm themselves with this kind of advantage as soon as possible, because it's a shiny new year coming, and let's all make it the best it can be. So, Gary, I just want to say thank you for having me. It's been so much fun. And if you've enjoyed the call, please tell your friends. And is there anything more you want to say before we sign off for today?
Nope, that's it. Thanks a million. I really appreciate the offer that you made to everybody, and I really appreciate you taking your time to be on the call this evening, Nancy. I'm so grateful, and everybody, if you're, you know, please take advantage of this offer. I think it's a screaming deal, and be on the alert. Watch your emails, because we have a number of other colleagues of Nancy's and mine that we're going to be introducing to you throughout the rest of this year, so that you can continue to grow your business and become super duper well known and super duper successful. So great coaching, everybody, and may God bless.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.